You know, it's easier to learn a formula and go, okay, I've got these 10 steps down. Now I'm going to write a great song every time. That's a shortcut. It doesn't work. Ladies and gentlemen, Songtown, welcome. I'm here with my co-host, Marty Dotson.
What's happening, Phoebe?
Marty, I'm really looking forward to today's topic because I just see a lot of this lately, especially like with the world of YouTube and podcasts, where there's these sensational headlines and titles for things. And for instance, I was scrolling on YouTube and I ran across this YouTube channel. I won't name the channel. I don't want to trash anybody. But it literally said, they had almost 2 million views. And for a songwriting channel, this is pretty amazing. 2 million views on this one. And I'm trying to remember kind of what it was. It was like, it literally said, do this every time you write a song, the hit songwriting formula or something like that. I know it said, do this every time you write a song. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't want to trash anybody, but I just feel like you and I have been in hit writing situations. We've written hits. We've been very blessed. And to tell somebody, learn this formula and you're going to be a hit songwriter is to me, the craziest approach. Because first of the thousands of rooms that you and I have been in with hit writers and artists and producers, we never go in and go, okay, this is the formula we're going to use and this is a guaranteed hit. And I know the channel wasn't saying they were going to guarantee you a hit, but a lot of these things online do that. It's like the hit song, broken down, and they send you a spreadsheet. This is what's happening on the last 20 hit songs in this genre. Right. This is what's happening, and you get this spreadsheet, and people are searching for that formula, that magic songwriting formula. And so I wanted to talk today about I just want to offer some advice if you're a songwriter out there trying to make it in the music business or just wanting to learn to write great songs. You've got to stop looking for the magic formula, yeah. And people might go, well, wait a minute, you guys teach songwriting. Isn't this like a contradiction? And I know, Marty, for my approach to teaching is I am not teaching you rules to follow. I'm teaching you tools. And here's the difference. A formula or a set of rules, we can teach a computer a set of rules and a formula, and it will spit out a great song every time. It won't be an earth-shattering, change-the-world song, but it'll be a well-written song.
Not a great song, a good song.
Yes. Let's recreate that. It'll be consistently good, Never better, never worse, just consistently good. And I'm being generous because I have tried AI and it's not always good, even good. But eventually my point is this. If it's all based on formulas and rules, you can teach a machine to do that.
Right.
And that's not what makes songwriters great. And I think what you and I do in our classes in our videos is we try to give you tools to pull out tools. Because when you walk into a room to write a song with someone or you're writing by yourself, if you're following a formula, you're trying to cram every idea into that formula. If you approach it as a tools-based writing, different ideas, different genres, different styles, they all need a different set of tools to get the job done, And so that's what we're trying to do. And it may be in order to write something from the heart today, you might break a big rule that someone said you're not supposed to do, but it may be the thing that takes that song over the top. So I just wanted to kind of talk about today how we can add a little bit more heart in our songs and approach our songwritings less from this idea of formula and approach it more from this idea of, yeah, if we're learning some techniques, that's great. They're tools. Let's file them away. When we're writing, this tool might work today. It might not work tomorrow, but I got another tool that could work for tomorrow. And it's just a much, it takes longer. Takes longer to become a great songwriter with a lot of tools. You know, it's easier to learn a formula and go, okay, I've got these 10 steps down. Now I'm going to write a great song every time. That's a shortcut. It doesn't work. It's never proven. So just kind of what are your thoughts, man, on, you know, this whole obsession with let's learn the rules. Let's learn the, you know, the formula and the hit songwriting formula. Oh, by the way, they're hardly ever taught by people who's actually written a hit song. So be careful, man.
Yeah, my first comment was going to be, if I had a formula for writing a hit song, I would do it every day. I would have a lot more hit songs in my catalog. I would just do that formula every day, and then I'd have all these hit songs. But that's just not the way it works. And the person telling you that would do the same. They would be out doing that every day if they really had a formula. And, you know, back to something you said earlier, Clay, the more you and I teach and mentor and create classes and that kind of stuff, the more I realize we're really helping people become better communicators. It's not about being a better country songwriter or a pop songwriter. It's about taking what's in your head and your heart and turning it into something meaningful for other people through music and through lyrics. And so, you know, it's not a rule that I don't, you know, I'm talking to my wife and I say, I love you so much. She's done so much for me. She's going to go, wait, what? Who's she? You know, that's just bad communication. It's not right. That it's a rule. It's just confusing to people. And it's bad communication. So like you said, you know, we're working to try to give people tools to understand, here's what makes you a better communicator. These things over here musically can help you move people musically better. These things lyrically can help you communicate more clearly in whatever genre you're writing. You know, so, you know, it always bothers me when I see people coming in and they're looking for the back door or they're looking for a quick fix. They're like, well, how do I get around, you know, how do I get around having to really become great and just get my songs cut so I can be rich and famous?
Yeah.
Well, if I knew the answer to that, I would have done it years ago, you know, but you and I've spent 25 years learning all these tools, you know, learning to become better communicators with our music. And so, you know, there's some things we can teach you that can shorten the learning curve for you and can help you avoid some mistakes that we made in the beginning. But, you know, there's just not, if you do X, Y, and Z, you can skip the line and go to the front and then everybody's going to bow down to you and cut all your songs. You know, my son went to Belmont University in Nashville and they've got a world-renowned commercial music program. And in the parent orientation his freshman year, someone raised their hand and said, so does getting a degree from Belmont guarantee my daughter a slot on Music Row? And the Belmont official just laughed at this person and said, well, no, she's got to be great.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole crowd kind of had this realization moment of like, you know, yeah, going to Belmont can be good for you and it can help you with lots of connections, but if you're not great, it doesn't matter. And so the question is, how do I become great?
Yeah.
And you become great through practice and writing hundreds of songs or thousands of songs. You know, you and I've written thousands and thousands of songs. That's how you become great. And there's not really a shortcut for that. You know, there's plenty of people I've written with that are much more talented than me and maybe they succeed quicker. You know, there's people that have gotten their first number one song in their 20s. I think I was probably my early 40s when I got my first number one song, you know? And so you know, there's different talent levels, but it's not because that person knew a shortcut. You know, it's because they worked to hone their craft. Maybe when I was going to college, instead of going to college, they were working on their songwriting, you know,
right,
that kind of thing. Or when I was raising kids, they were working on their songwriting. There's lots of different variables, but it's not because somebody found a secret exit off the interstate that gets you past all the traffic. You know, you've got to put in the time and the work, and that's where those tools come in. You know, the more tools you have in your toolbox, the more different ways you can combine words and music to make that magic happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also you and I, you're right, we came to the hit songwriting part of it kind of later in our careers. We were both probably early 40s or so when we had our first number one. And so some people go, well, see there, that means that if I just learn what they learned, then I can do it quicker. Well, yeah, we can help you learn more tools. But at some point, you've got to start verbalizing in your own voice. And so that's what I try to get people in my classes to realize is, yeah, I'm going to give you tools. And this class is going to change the way you look at writing. It's going to open up your eyes. But it's up to you to go out into the world after this class and start picking up tools on your own and start finding your own tools and how you use those and express your voice. You've got to develop your own voice. You know, if you're following a formula, we have no need for you. AI will do that. If you want to, you know, have the longevity as a songwriter, you've got to be a great songwriter, and that takes time, you know. And I'm not saying, I know people, the first song they ever wrote was an incredible song, you know, and possibly a hit. Like there was one person that their first song they ever wrote was a hit for Sade back in the day. And then, okay, well, now you've got to learn what you did in order to do it again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like golf. You can, oh, I hit a hole in one my first day out on the, and then it's, okay, well, now let's see you do that every time. It's not so easy. So then you've got to learn the techniques involved in golf and how to hit a good shot. And so beginner's luck is often can be a curse because you think, oh, I've got this down now. And that's, I think ultimately that's what a lot of these, you know, how to make six figures in the music business and all these things we see out there, all the noise. I think ultimately what they're playing on is we have this desire to learn a formula and then I can put the learning behind me and then I can just do it. But I think the great writers realize that learning is a lifetime thing. You know, I wake up every day trying to learn more about songwriting, trying to learn more about playing an instrument. You know, it's not something that I just have learned and put behind me. And then now I can go out and party and not have to work on my craft anymore, you know? And so I think it's that, and we all have that desire to want to feel like, yeah, we've reached this level and we're there, but trust me, you're not going to stay at any level unless you keep working.
Well, I was joking with my father-in-law one time. He was an avid golfer. And he said he had gotten this new putter that's supposed to take three strokes off your game. And he was using this new ball that was supposed to take a couple strokes off your game. And I was like, you're going to be shooting zero before long. And he said, oh, yeah, all that in theory is great. But then I go out and play and it doesn't do that, you know.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And it's kind of like that. You know, you can have all these tools in your bag, but you've got to go out there and use them. You got to get some repetition in with them so that you really can, that they really can help you, you know, do something great or improve what, you know, you're writing. But you can't just amass all the tools in your toolbox and then go out and think, you know, now I'm going to write a hit because I got all these tools and you haven't used any of them.
Well, golf is a great example of that, because how many clubs do you have in your bag when you're out there, you know? And so it's up to you to learn, okay, this, I need 150 yards here. And okay, what club am I going to pull out? All right. You know, so you've got a whole bag of tools, but how you use them, and that comes with experience. And so it's great to learn, you know, and I want to have 1,000 different techniques in my toolbox. And I think that my approach has always been, if I can learn one thing a week, one tool that I can learn from listening to other music and that I can use in my own songwriting, at the end of the year, that's 52 tools. At the end of 10 years, that's 520 tools. And it, so by over a career, you amass all these tools and techniques. Yeah. And then you, and all that experience to know when to pull out a certain technique. Oh, this will work good here. I think in this song, we need to put the title at the end of the verse and at the end of the chorus. In this song, I think the title should be in the middle of the chorus and the end of the chorus. And this song, you know, it's, and it's all predicated on the style of music. It's predicated on the lyrical idea, your title. You know, is this the kind of title that needs to come at the end of the chorus so it pays off? You know, you can set it up right. And or is it the kind of title that you need to say, you know, four times during the chorus? And maybe it's a title your whole chorus is just repeating the title. You know, you've got a great song, Doing It to Country Songs, where the majority of that country title, I mean, that country song is just the title in that chorus, you know, and that's, you know, and that was perfect for that song. So I think just learn the tools and don't approach it as rules. And I think you're going to go a lot farther. Marty, I want to say just a word about our sponsor, Sweetwater. They've been very good to us. We love Sweetwater. I got all my gear there.
Yes, we do.
Marty's used gear in his studio to amass all those gold records behind him. I know he's disappointed that he doesn't have a formula so that every wall in his house was covered with hit records.
I know.
He's like me. We're doing good to cover up one room pretty good with the plaques. So Sweetwater helped us get there. We love those guys. Check out the links below. We've got a live event coming up October 14th in Nashville. Full-day workshop, The Creative Experience. It's crazy. You're going to get to meet songwriters, hit songwriters, publishers, just a full day experience, and we'd love to see you there.
Come on. See you next week.
Cheers.